I'm Steve Miller reporting. The White House says all options remain open for responding to the Syrian regime's suspected use of chemical weapons on its own people. Tweeting on Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump insists he never said when an attack on Syria would take place in response to the chemical weapons attack, tweeting that it could be very soon or not soon at all. Sagar Magani has more.
Theresa May, President Trump, and Francis Emmanuel Macron have all been consulting about launching strikes on Syria. May has called an emergency cabinet meeting today, which suggests she might skip having Parliament approve military strikes. The Telegraph newspaper reports May has already ordered British subs to get into missile range of Syria.
That was reporter Sagar Magani. Mike Pompeo, the hard-charging CIA director picked to be the next Secretary of State, will tell the Senate Thursday that years of soft U.S. policy towards Russia is now over. Drawing a sharp contrast with his predecessor, Rex Tillerson, Pompeo will vow to promote democracy and human rights while ending demoralizing vacancies at the State Department. The Taliban stormed a government compound in central Afghanistan early Thursday, triggering a long gun battle that killed 15. Ramazan Ali Mohsini, a deputy police chief in Ghazni province, said besides three officials killed in the attack. Mohsini also said that 45 Taliban were killed and eight members of the Afghan security forces were wounded. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. China's Commerce Ministry says trade negotiations with the United States are impossible. Ryan Brooks has more.
China's ambassador to Peru also issued a warning to the U.S. on Wednesday, saying Washington should avoid dragging Latin American countries into the trade dispute with Beijing. Before the White House said this week Trump would skip a summit in Peru, a U.S. official told reporters the president planned to argue for the U.S. to remain the partner of choice for Latin America. On Thursday, Beijing officials also reiterated they haven't held any negotiations with the U.S. on trade. They said it wasn't a matter of Beijing being willing to talk with Washington. It's a matter of the U.S. not showing sincerity.
That was Ryan Brooks reporting. Four laboratories linked to the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog have confirmed Britain's findings that a nerve agent was used last month to poison a former Russian spy and his daughter. Bill Gallo has that story.
The watchdog did not blame Russia for the attack, nor did it name the specific chemical agent used. But British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said only Russia had the means, motive, and record to carry out such an attack. Britain has called on the UN Security Council to convene a meeting to discuss the report. Russia has denied involvement in the attack. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Pope Francis admitted Wednesday he made grave errors in judgment and Chile for their forgiveness. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke.
The Pope wants to say I'm sorry. You know, it's like any one of us. When you feel like, hey, I made that mistake for whatever reason, someone gave me bad info or I didn't, you know, I said something I didn't want to say or I said something I realized later wasn't true. He said the best way to do that is personally, and that's what the Pope wants to do.
Francis also summoned all of Chile's bishops to the Vatican for an emergency meeting in the coming weeks to discuss repairing the damage from the scandal, which has badly tarnished his reputation and that of the Chilean church. The lawyer for a former minister in Catalonia's government says a Spanish warrant that led to his client's arrest in Scotland should be considered invalid because a politician has committed no crime under Scottish law. Clara Ponsati faces charges of violent rebellion and misappropriation of public funds over her role in Catalonia's disputed independence referendum last year. California Governor Jerry Brown accepted President Donald Trump's call to send the National Guard to the Mexican border, but rejected the White House portrayal of a burgeoning border crisis, and instead, his troops will have nothing to do with immigration enforcement. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London.